Today we are at the Marriott Hotel in Glasgow for a very special event, Scotland's Got Talent. And to tell us more, we have with us Maura Lynch from Scottish Commission for Learning Disabilities. Maura, tell me about the organisation first of all.
The Scottish Commission for Learning Disability has been set up by the Scottish Government to help deliver the national policy, the Keys to Life. And one of the things that we see as a major priority is employment for people with a disability. One of the vehicles that we use to promote that is Young Scotland's Got Talent.
We're at this event at the Marriott Hotel, and you've had some ministers here today. What about the day itself? What kind of things are happening?
Well, today is an opportunity for employers and disabled people's organisations, support organisations, local authorities, national bodies, all to get together to try and address this disability employment gap we've got in Scotland. It's very innovative to have people coming together to tackle this agenda. It's not happening in other parts of the UK. And I think today there's been a real commitment from everyone here that we really need to do something to address this.
And you have employers here as well. Are these employers you're hoping to encourage to take on more staff with disabilities? Because it's a good way, I suppose, to spread the word amongst the employment community itself as a whole.
That's exactly right. This was badged as an employer event because it really is about trying to raise employers' awareness that we have pools of talent of disabled people in Scotland. And when employers are looking for new workers, they have to consider people with a disability as potential employees for them. So this is about showcasing with employers the talents and what individuals can contribute to their businesses.
Do you think employers themselves are unaware of what I think we could say is a real hidden talent pool here, and also the support that's out there to help employers with perhaps the costs of employing someone with a disability?
I think you're right. I think employers don't know the talented people that are in the community. They also don't know about access to work. They don't know about the work that's happening in colleges to train people and give people skills. Employers are busy running their businesses. It's perhaps the role of the other organisations, public sector, the voluntary sector, the government, to try and almost hide that wiring. So the employers are there to give jobs to people. There's a whole support structure within the public sector and beyond to actually provide the support to make that happen. Because for some people, it might be about training. For some people, it might be a support worker. For some people, it might be an aid and adaptation. But this should all be possible to help people into work. Because if we don't do that, then we are wasting the talent of thousands of people in Scotland who want to work but right now just can't work.
And that funding for adaptations or extra support, it's there, you know, it comes from central government. And today you heard from Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, you've got the Welfare Minister, and you've got the Employment Minister. So some big names here supporting the event.
Yeah, I think it's very unusual to have so many ministers coming along to an event and also staying for the whole day. We had the First Minister this morning, but the Minister for Employment Training, Jamie Hepburn, has been here all day. And hopefully he'll take some messages away about how important this agenda is for so many people. My understanding at this conference was sold out a number of weeks ago. People were clamouring for tickets because this is a really important issue for people. And I just think by the level of demand, it shows that people really want something to happen here.
And to round it all off, you're going to have a catwalk, and people will hear from the people themselves who are in employment. That's quite an exciting part of the day.
It is an exciting part of the day. And quite often you come to these events and they're quite dry. You know, it's about policy, it's about what people are talking about going to do in the future. And very rarely we actually hear from people who it concerns, what the issue concerns, no matter what that conference is. The talent showcase does, Young Scotland's Got Talent, is it shows people who've got a disability with their employers actually explaining what work means for them. And that can mean all sorts of different things. It can mean about getting money, it can mean about being independent, it can mean about getting friendships. But also for the employers, it's about saying, I've managed to employ someone who really makes a difference in my business. So I think that dual message of employers saying, this was a really good thing for me to do, to recruit this person with a disability. And at the same time, someone with a disability saying, do you know, here's all the things I get from my job. That's not just about turning up on the Monday and finishing a Friday and picking up a wage packet. I get lots of other things too. These are really powerful messages, and in some ways more powerful than policy statements or government announcements or people talking about what they're going to do. Here's really positive role models of people who are actually doing this in Scotland today.
comparing the Young Scotland's Got Talent event today, we have with us Susan Morrison. You're not averse to a joke or two?
That's absolutely right, Alan. I'm actually a stand-up comedian to trade. I suppose you could call it my day job, except stand-up comedians don't like the day. We're like gremlins. Ah, bright light. But I've been part of the team for Young Scotland's Got Talent since 2010. We did our first event at Hampden, which was massive. And since then, we have been literally all over the country with it. Places far afield as Aberdeen and Inverness. I had to go to Inverness.
And you made it back okay?
Well, I've been to Inverness now, thanks very much. I don't need to do that again.
And we are in Glasgow today for the 2018 event. There's lots going on. There's all sorts of talks, there's exhibitions, there's areas where people can speak to employers and support services. It is a massive event, but you kind of come into your own, if you like, at the talent show tonight.
Well, I'm really just the MC, and a good MC should never be seen. It's a strange, it's one of my rules, even in the stand-up comedy clubs. You should be so good at your job, the audience forget you're there. And my job really is to make sure that my models have the bestest time possible. And that means that they, you know, they enjoy showing off on the catwalk and they enjoy the adulation that they're going to get, and they will. And that they, when they get asked the questions, that they answer the questions, and it, all the credit should go to them. There's a reason why we use the word anchor, because an anchor is an inert piece of metal that just sits there, but it holds big things together, and that's basically what I do. I just anchor it. Do all the work. You do all the work.
It's a big room. There'll be people around the tables. The catwalk is there. How will it all work?
Well, I will introduce each one, and which is actually better than Paris or Milan, because those models don't get named. And I think they're far too thin for names. And you get to strut your stuff along the catwalk. And I'm very keen on strutting. Strutting and sashaying are very important. I don't want scurrying. Scurrying is bad. And sneaking is even worse. So you sashay along the catwalk, you come back to me, and I'll just ask you a few simple questions. Point is, of course, that young people out there, people of all ages, who experience challenges, see people not too different from them in jobs. And it makes a massive difference to see a role model. I mean, we all had role models growing up. For reasons I can't fully explain, mine was Yuri Gagarin, first person in space. Good grief. And Aquamarina from Stingray. The odd thing about her was that she never spoke. My mother will tell you that's one role model I discarded fairly quickly. But she could hold her breath underwater for ages. I was really impressed, particularly at Bell's Hill Baths. Sorry, what were you asking me?
I think we get the gist of it. That's the important bit, isn't it? All this is going on today, but it's about the guys who are going to be up there telling everyone what working means to them, what they get from it, and really encouraging employers and others to say, well, do you know what? We're missing out on a huge talent pool here.
I couldn't agree with you more. To take the first part of the equation, if you like, work is not just getting up and going to a place and doing something. It's also the social activity that goes on with people actually interacting with each other. It's also the routine in your day of going there, and also the friendships that can develop outside of work. For employers, it's really important because you are looking in a fresh pool for new talent, which increasingly we're going to have to do. And also, you're taking on people who can open the doors to new knowledge for employers. These are not the run-of-mill employees, so you have to work a little bit more differently. You have to work smarter to get good talent. Now, we all know that because, for some reason, Boris Johnson keeps getting a job. And he must be very challenging.